I will be pressing charges against the people who attacked me.
Representative Tom Brower says he will file a report with police based on eyewitness accounts of the incident and medical reports. He says one teenage boy on a skateboard drove into him and another tackled him. Brower says he had a cut over his right eye, abrasions on his left hand, and his ribs hurt.
We've seen this escalation in the number of assaults in this area, and those who commit these acts need to be held accountable.
It was Brower's first visit to Kakaako since the June 29th incident. He chose to make his announcement on the corner of Ohe and Olomehani streets, where the alleged beating occurred. But Rose Pu'u, mother of one of the accused teens, confronted Brower.
I don't know who hit you. That's the only thing.
It was the 14-year-old on the skateboard.
If I show you one picture, I don't know if that's the same person I'm talking about.
You want to work with the police and I will come and talk to you again?
Why can't we just do them right here on camera? Why have we got to go work with the police? I don't want that.
Pu'u says her 14-year-old son, Jonah, appears to be much older. He's staying with his grandmother, and there could be a third person involved in the alleged beating. Pu'u says she raised her four boys in Kaimuki. Jonah is the second oldest, and she does not want him to get into trouble with the law.
I'm trying to get my kids off the street, but I made a wrong mistake, and I just want to fix this whole thing so I can go on with my kids. But it can go on as long as I don't get this thing going on. That's the only thing.
Meanwhile, at the Honolulu City Council, the Kakaako homeless encampment took center stage. Council Chair Ernie Martin asked City Managing Director Roy Amemiya where the more than 100 homeless families in Kakaako would go if the city or state told them to vacate the sidewalks.
We're looking at a possible safe haven.
What would be a realistic time frame for us?
We're hoping to have it up and running within the month.
So you have identified a site already?
Yes, we have.
Would it be within the Kakaako area?
Yes.
So within the next 30 days, we would have a safe haven open in Kakaako?
We're hoping.
Managing Director Amemiya says the announcement is forthcoming, but more details are not available. Chair Martin says other executive branch plans for housing alternatives and homeless shelters will take time to build and implement. But he said the public wants immediate action and the mayor and city directors have options.
Every recreation center is shut down by 10 o'clock. Why not open them up? Let people sleep there. There's a public restroom there. You know, they just have to vacate by 6 o'clock in the morning. What's wrong with that? We have the parking lots. They can park their vehicle there for those working homeless who only need a place to sleep. I don't have the authority as a council chair to do that, but if you want me to have that authority, then step aside. I'll do it.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.